Hi everyone, this is Propro from BHT, Baraza Hot Tea, and kama kawaida,
we got you.
This is where we talk about everything BHT. We talk about mental health, we talk about menstruation, we talk about lenga politics, sana sana zile politics za wana, which is coming very soon. So on today's topic, we are excited recording this, but at the same time, we are a bit sad. Very sad. Because something bad happened. Unfortunately, some of our girls from As4Her, there was a fire breakout in Kibra, and some of our girls lost everything, their houses, so they only saved themselves. So hakuna kitu wali managed to save, and that is in total 132 families were affected, and 20 of our girls from As4Her were also part of the 132 families that were affected. So our podcast today will be discussing on how we can help moving forward, and try see if we can get help from friends and people to help the families that were affected.
So I don't know, I'm just thinking about it and I'm like, you know how people tie what they relate to as home to their things, you know, their favorite blanket.
Yes.
Your favorite corner inside your house. How your house looks, how your house smells, how your clothes smell, your favorite clothes. Imagine all that being taken away, you know, just once out of the blue, just like that, and you have to start from scratch. At a level mbi hapo kwenye ayuko, you know, you're literally just yourself without anything. So imagine what these girls must be going through right now. Ni hard ku imagine, lakini sasa ukianza ku imagine vile hao watu mademo wanapitia mashida, you have to feel that empathy in your heart. It's actually heartbreaking, because if I was to imagine this happening to myself, mi sijui naona.
I get you, Mike. You know, I've actually experienced that before, not once but twice, because so you know, we lived in Kibra. Actually, my mom is still living in Kibra. So what happened is, there's this one day that nearly end a job, because I was doing media. So I went for a shoot and then came back home very late. That was the following day. Only for me kukutana na mtu kwa barabara with one of our chairs, amebeba, anapeleka kwa mali. So I was like, is that not our chair? Kufika home. Ninapata watu hawana place ya kukaa. My mom is like confused. I don't even know where my sisters are. Nimerudi, the only nguo that I have on my body is all that I have. We have nothing left. I can't even tell you nyumba yetu ilikuwa hapa ama ilikuwa hapa, because you know the house is the one room is like cube houses. So nyumba ile na share mabati na jirani. So hata kukichomeka, hauwezi jua kama kwenyu ndio kwa jirani, kama usai uko kwa jirani ama uko kwenyu. Like, I couldn't identify where our house was. But luckily enough, I had my colleagues who lived out of Kibra, who gave my family a place to sleep for like a week. And they actually came to Key Beach and helped us tengeneza our house. Because now we had to tengeneza nyumba ya matope and shikilia with my feet, so that we can now we can have a place to sleep. Because pia tena mwezi lala kwa watu, mtaanza kulala kwa watu miaka yenu yote aman.
Imagine.
And you know, people also have their own problems. So I was lucky enough to have people to help me get a place kuweka kichwa. Yes, kulikuwa stressful, but I got people to help me. So I can't, now I'm trying to imagine what these girls are going through, not just the girls, but also the families, when you wamepoteza nyumba zao na everything that they had. And I can't really figure out, or I can't, yani, nashindwa hata kurelate. Na relate, but at the same time, nasikia uchungu on their behalf. Like when I heard this news from a friend kutoka huko home, thousand around, I felt so bad. I really felt so bad, and I tried imagining wasichana wadogo, because ni 12 years, 15 years, hakuna hata kenye unaweza saidia madhe kudu. Unajua kama uko like 20, uko 25, 30, then maybe you have a job and you can help your family try to bring things pamoja again. But now imagine you are like a small kid, like a small girl, you don't have a place to sleep, you don't have a nguo ya kuvaa, the nguo yenye ulikuwa nayo kutoka last week ndio uko nayo hadi sahii, there's no food in your stomach. And then unajua tu venye ama politicians wetu wanakuanga, they only come when there's a problem and they actually don't come to help. They come to take photos and show people, mnajua, mnajua, mnajua. So it's not really a thing. It is showing off.
Yeah, that's true. That's really sad.
Mm.
It's really sad. I'm really sorry for what happened to you back then. And I think it's really easy for that to happen in a place like Ibra, because like I've been there, like the houses are like really close to each other. Like when a fire just starts at whichever point, it can affect a lot of families, not just one, right? So it's like 50, 80 families, because we really live as a community. Yeah. And I'm, you know what, I'm even thinking like how we usually like put money inside like chini ya godoro. So imagine like ule mama mwenye aliweka pesa chini ya godoro. We're just trying to help as for her. We're really figuring out ways that we can be of help for her, and we're an entire family and you are part of what makes us for her. So we are trying to figure out ways to help. Also just feel free to just leave us comments on ways that you feel that will be impactive to the society in Kibra, on our girls in Kibra.
Maybe like kila mtu amesema, you can realize that the only common thing that's there is that when everything is gone, the only thing you have left is yourself and the people who are close to you, right?
Yes.
So, you know, probably for now, pro alikuwa na wasee wenye walikuwa na waknae, and those people became her home, right?
Mm.
And yeah, so imagine how wasee wote wanakaa huko, and the 20 girls who are in Aspoa, we are their family. We are like all they have right now. Wanafikiria vitu wanafikiria, you know, Aspoa. So it's time to like show up for them and show them that they are not in this alone, and to actually give them that psych to actually rebuild their lives. If they feel like they're not alone and other people are willing to come in and help, then even in that kind of sadness, that kind of loss, you get psych for life.
True.
Yeah, a family spirit. Just being aware that there's someone out there for you just lifts up your spirit. We all have been at a point where we feel like shit. But knowing there's that friend, that family, that person, that community that's out there for you just makes it a little bit better, right? And as for her, I think we are just coming from a point of this is our family. We have come with Kibra for a very long time. I think we have approached a year and a month now. Guys, I don't think you guys realize that it's been a year now.
True.
We're really proud. So at this point, they are our family. We have built a lot of connections with them. So we need to be there for them. And as we go, the three of us are just us for high representatives. We are the people who go. But all of you behind our backs, support us, you are the family that we need.
They're why we're called us for high. It's like everyone who is us and everyone behind us.
You know, I just remembered that which was so funny, by the way. So I called my boss and I was like, hey, manze mi nimefika home and nimepatana na vumbi, hata si vumbi, jivu, hakuna hata kitu. Akaniuliza kwani what happened, and I was like, hey, me, I don't even know what happened, but inasemekana moto ilianza tu kidogo. As in, inakuanga kitu kidogo by the way uanzisha moto. A very small thing. Maybe someone wekad chakula on a stove, then went out to get salad or chumvi, or maybe you just wekad maji kwa hita, unataka kuosha mtoto, or we mwenye unataka kuoga. Alafu, because, you know, in Kibra, there are no showers, so you have to, kama uko na watoto, lazima uchemshe maji. So umeka maji kwa hita, unataka kuosha watoto, or maybe hata ni maji ya ugali. Kidogo unachungulia TV kwa dirisha, hita inashika curtain, then from one house to another one, to another one, to another one, to a point that unapata kale kamoto kadogo, kame affect 132 families. Like only one, two, any, I can't even imagine. 1, 2, 3, mpaka 100. And that's it's a not 100. Tukisema 100, we're saying 100 per house. Now imagine one house has like 5 girls or 5 kids or a mother and a daughter and a son and sijui ya nini. Afu najua venye sisi Africans tunapenda familia kubwa kubwa. So kuna watu wako na more than 5 kids. So when
we're not limited by space.
Exactly. So when we say 132, it's not that 132 people, it's 132 households. Meaning, ukianza kuhesabu, tutapata hata maybe it's 3,000 people who've been affected by the fire. You get? So it's very, very sad, very, very confusing. Alafu sahini masaya corona, wasi hawana job, most of the people lost their jobs, hakuna adobe, biashara zilifungwa, as in, imekuja tu sahenye, economy iko messed up. So I really hope that we can come up and try do something, because I have patted so many missed calls and so many messages, people telling me, call me on this number. Alafu nikipiga simu napata ni demwa asfoha na niambia, hey, manze sisi hata hatuna place ya kulala or place ya kufanya sijui nini. So nikifikiria, nimeambiwa hivi, nimepigiwa simu na like 10 girls who are telling me that hatuna mali pa kulala, hatuna mali pa kufanya kitu. Yes, as for her, as we are giving them a whole package of a sanitary towel, but it's no longer just about this girl. It's now about her whole family. You get? Because this is the only time we can prove to them that they are our families. And sometimes it's just not giving out vitu kubwa kubwa. It is the two smallest kind of things that actually make families. So I hope you guys can really help us come through, because the truth is, sidhani kama sisi tunaweza do this on our own. We'll really need your help.
Yeah. And it's like, important. We usually say come through a third. I think now the times like come through Aishi.
Kabisa.
Just come.
Like,
just
come.
Come through.
I also think this time around, it's not just come through financially.
Yes.
Also come through physically.
It is just you even coming through in person and saying, Manze, there's nothing I can offer, but I just want to be around these guys and feel them. And carry this, whatever it is that they are carrying with them. Sometimes pia ikuangi tu story na do. Inakuanga tu story na venye unajitolea, na venye unataka kushow up.
Yeah, and if you realize it, if you're listening to this podcast, you're in different occupations. You probably don't even have a job, but kuna fair, kuenda kuambia wase, you know what, msijali. Or you have like a 50 bob or like a 20 bob, you can go there yourself and actually buy this guy's food. Or you can band up with your fellow friends. Kuna watu wengine wako na clubs za magari, wanakuanga BMW Association of something, you know. You can do one of those drives people do and yes. Go with food, with your old clothes that you want to toss out. If you have money, you can buy new ones.
Mm.
And let's go. Let's go give somebody. It doesn't have to be someone from us. For her, we're just speaking on behalf of the people there. You know, you just go show support. So if you can come through for us, for her, we'll be giving you details on how you can do some contribution when it comes to cash. We'll give you a contact if you want to donate used clothes or new clothes or food. You know, somebody will always be there to come and pick up that stuff. And take it to the people who need it there at Kibras.
Oh, you guys, let's get a day. Let's all rally. Let's meet this girl. Right? BMW team, whoever team, you a single person when you're naishi, you know, whoever you are. Let's all rally this one day. Let's go with whatever we have. Is it food? Is it clothes? Is it whatever that is?
Yeah, anything.
Support.
We're gonna put a date when we'll be going there. So if you wanna tag along with the Ask for Her team, then feel free to. Yeah.
Yeah. True. So if I can just so we've mentioned some of the things that the girls need or the families need, but if I can just go in details exactly what they told me when yewe wana need is. They told me food, bedding, mattress, clothes, shoes. And when I say beddings or mattresses, I'm not saying at zile mattresses are 90k, 10k, apana, any size, whatever it is, the vitabu, books for schools, because so many of them, if it is my uniform, and so towels, sandals, buckets, anything, just anything that you can give out, manze, atakama ni kichana ya nywele, anything that you can give out. Ama hata ni hizo vitu zenyezi kwa hapo kwa balkoni yako uja kwa kitumia au kuna vitu tu kiatu yenye uliva last year but how we feel. Unajua saa zingine sana sana madem si ununua vitu alafu tunaziweka parking. But ulikuwa na haja ya kuinunua but now umeinunua and you're not using it. Let's just come together and see if we can eka hizi vitu pamoja and try help the families wenye wamekuwa affected with the fire.
Yeah, also if you're listening to this, you also have other ways to contribute. You are either a fellow podcaster, you're in TV, you work in places, I mean, your job kind of gives you power to get this message out.
Yes.
So if you do a podcast, if you can do a shout out and a call out to your fans also, it would be good. If you're an influencer, social media, just, you know, do a small post. It's also a way to help, you know.
Yeah.
The more people we get into this, the more help we get for the girls and the more happier they will be in the end, right?
True. That is all we have to say. If you want to come through usaidie apa aone mwangaza or come through apateka something or come through Aishi, just DM us, go on our social media panels. We have Ask For Her on Instagram, we have Ask For Her on Twitter, we have Ask For Her on Facebook, we have BHT on Instagram. BHT on Twitter, BHT on Facebook, anywhere, manze, you can just get us. If you want to help, if you want to be part of the movement, or if you want to just send something small, ata 10 bob, mi yaki nimesema, ata 10 bob, mi niko tu sawa nayo, that is still enough. Just share what you have to share and let's see what we can do. Maybe we're really expecting to do something big, but ata kidogo yenye tutapata will still be enough to make sure that we try and do something. Because at the end of the day, it's the little kindness that we do that goes a long way.
For sure, for sure.
For sure. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank
for
you.
For a really long TED Talk.
Yeah,
let's come through. Nasi.
Come through now, whatever you got. That's the family.
Yeah, I hope just come through now. Anything in your truck or to me, pata, and then to animali safari tattoo it at sharp here. Thank you, people.
Sure. All right, ciao, people. Bye.